You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Contemporary Hum was established in 2016 as the first and only platform dedicated to the discussion and documentation of Aotearoa artists abroad. Unfortunately, in 2023, they did not receive the funding needed to operate. This means it's all hands on deck to raise $30,000 by the end of January to keep Contemporary Hum online, while they strengthen their economic model for a more sustainable and financially resilient future. To hear more about Contemporary Hum and their boosted campaign, I caught up with director Pauline Orte. Here we are now.
Great to speak with you, Pauline, today about Contemporary Hum. Why don't you start off by telling me what it is? Where did Contemporary Hum start and what role does it play in the arts ecosystem?
Great. Kia ora, Francis. Thank you so much for having us today. Contemporary Hum is an online platform. It's the first and also the only one since it started in 2016, a platform dedicated to the arts from Aotearoa and the international activity in particular. So we are a small team. We're based mostly in Europe, and our board of trustees are based in Aotearoa. And we publish long-form writing, so that's really our focus, because we want to go into depth into the subjects that we publish on. And those different publications are writing that can go from essays to reviews to conversations. Really focus on the international projects of artists from Aotearoa New Zealand. So we recognise, I guess, the gap in communication of those offshore projects, and we wanted to ensure that there was a bridge in communication between our audiences back home, so that they were informed about what was going on overseas. But also, I guess, to highlight this work to international audiences, because we feel that there are a lot of really interesting and very high quality and rigorous practices by contemporary visual artists coming out from Aotearoa New Zealand, and that they deserve to be better visible internationally. So we have a calendar of events where we publish listings about these different international projects, so you can stay informed about who is doing what. And then we publish about twice a month, so that's about, you know, it's a bit more than 20 publications per year. We have an important role to play, because there are no other initiatives like Contemporary Hum that really focus on this overseas mahi and highlighting it, connecting the arts from Aotearoa with these international audiences. So this is why we are doing it, because we felt that this was something that was missing.
Yeah, you really do fill that space. And why is connecting Aotearoa art and the international art scene so important?
It's important because we are connected to a broader global society and world. I think that art practices from New Zealand extend so much further than our national borders already. There are a lot of artists doing a lot of projects internationally. And I think it's vital that they are not excluded from our cultural discourse or art history, because they continue to contribute to and to shape our culture, even when the work isn't physically presented in Aotearoa. So I think that kind of geographical distance of Aotearoa to lots of other places means that it can be difficult for artists to develop their careers, but we try to play this role in facilitating relationships between New Zealand and international audiences, and we think that is an important element in artists' work and careers. And, you know, an example is the Venus Biennale, which is happening again this year. Unfortunately, New Zealand will not have a national pavilion this year, but that's a whole other subject. However, the good news is that there are going to be five New Zealand artists and collectives participating in the curated exhibition, which is the kind of core project happening there. And there are also other several artists exhibiting in parallel projects of the Biennale. So there's going to be a lot of Aotearoa New Zealand artists in Venice at that time, But I guess, you know, this is an investment from New Zealand, but then you also need to make sure that those projects are seen and critically engaged with, and that there is communication and information that circulates afterwards, and that these artists are supported while they are there.
We've talked about the amazing mahi that you do in that critical space that you fill, but we're also talking today because of a particular funding situation you find yourselves in. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So for the last 7 years, we've been mostly funded through public arts grants. I guess we are an organisation that is a resource that is of national significance, and we have always tried to seek public funding. And in the last year, it's been incredibly difficult, and, you know, not just for us. There are many other arts organisations and artists who are incredibly stretched at the moment. The latest CNZ funding round was incredibly difficult. There were over 700 applications declined, and so, you know, there are lots of our colleagues as well, other arts media publications especially, who are really hurting at the moment. And we are in the same situation. We've been declined public funding several times in the last year. And, of course, we're also, you know, proactive in looking for other sources of funding. And in the past, we've done several partnerships with different international organizations. We've also had individual donors support the project, and that's all allowed the project to continue growing over those few years. But we came to this situation now at the end of last year where we basically ran out of funding, and so we've had to pause our publishing, which is the first time we've had to do that, and we are very gutted to have had to do that and also reduce our team. So it is pretty major. On the other hand, we have talked to our communities and different people who we've worked with before and who have said to us that they see, you know, an interest in the project continuing and that they don't want the project to stop here. So what we've decided to do is run a fundraiser. And so we have a boosted campaign going at the moment, which is closing at the end of January. So there's only a few, just over 10 days left. And what we're trying to do is, the publishing program is paused at the moment until we can source a core funding source. But what we want to do is raise $30,000 on the boosted campaign to enable us to really commit to work strengthening our economic model, looking for other ways of working in the future so that we can become more resilient and adapt, I guess, in the face of this changing economic condition in the arts in New Zealand, because it's, as I said, not a one-off happening, but something that is adapting post-COVID and many other factors are impacting. And so it's a very tricky timing. There's a lot of changes in New Zealand at the moment, and there are also global events that make us very concerned and that can make us feel, you know, it's a difficult timing to be running this fundraiser, but we have tried lots of other things, and we have decided this was our opportunity to save the project, so we've had to go for it.
And let's touch on the atmosphere maybe of arts media around the world, but especially in Aotearoa, and some of the funding issues that we saw last year. What do you think it is that's driving this need to look elsewhere, or just feeling like generally unsupported through arts media?
You mean where is it coming from? What's the source of the problem? Well, that's a very good question. I'm based in Paris in France, where I was born. I grew up in New Zealand, but I was born here. And I have this this tendency, but it's not the best one, to compare my my now home country and my other home country of New Zealand, because I really continue to be involved in both art scenes and countries. And I feel like New Zealand really has such strong perspectives, cultural and arts perspectives, that they could be showcasing and highlighting internationally. And there is more and more interest internationally, actually. But perhaps it needs to become a bigger priority. And that is, you know, at governmental level and in terms of public awareness as well, for the arts to and culture to be more prominent in, you know, we're talking here international diplomacy, but it can be also at home. There needs to be a kind of bigger value put on the arts and culture. And there was a report that just came out called New Mirrors about the arts media, and one of the writers, Rosabelle Tan, of the report, is the founder of another great platform in New Zealand, Pantograph Punch. And she, you know, explains and shows that arts coverage is in the public interest, and that's been shown through different reports and research projects, but it continues to be under-resourced, and it continues to be a sector that relies a lot on volunteer work, on passionate advocates, and when we have to turn now to our communities to fund a project, you know, it feels really difficult. It feels like a moment where we are frustrated that the government or public institutions are not seeing that, you know, while New Zealand is internationally active, there are usual, hardly ever, cultural attachés in New Zealand embassies abroad. And so, you know, we are doing work that is of international and national significance, and you know, it's a struggle. So I think it's it's a big question.
yeah, absolutely. And we could probably spend hours trying to get to the bottom of it. Thanks so much, Pauline. That's us almost out of time. But just before we go, if listeners have been tuning in and they want to help out and help you guys to continue to do the really important work you do, where can they go to do that?
So you can check out our website, first of all, if you don't know it already. It's contemporaryhum.com. And there you'll see a link to our Boosted page, so boosted.org.nz, and you'll find our Boosted campaign. It's called Help Hum Weather the Storm. And so, of course, if you are in a position to do so, you can donate to the campaign. But you can also, you know, share what your thoughts are and your encouragement and your support online. And we've been very lucky recently to have lots of testimonials from our communities. We're also really, really thankful to all our donors, including our match donors, John and Joe Gow, Pippa Blake, Kent Gardner, have really supported from the get-go the campaign. So, we are very grateful for all this support and endorsement that we've been receiving.
That was Contemporary Hum director Pauline Ortej speaking with me about their Boosted campaign. Again, their website is Contemporary Hum, that's H-U-M Hum, contemporaryhum.com.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.